I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you a story, because I don't know whether you've noticed, but there's been a special box here throughout the service. And this special box is for us. I don't know about you, but the thing I've loved about lockdown is I've been getting a lot more boxes delivered to my house. Because you can't go shopping, you have to get it delivered. And so we've been lots more boxes being delivered to our house. Is when those boxes are delivered, the whole house comes out to see what is in the box. It's really exciting. And so this is a special box. And it says, to my people with love. Because in a sense, it may be a message for us. Because God sent special parcels to his people. He sent them through someone called the prophets. And the prophets gave special parcels, special messages, special stories to his people. And one of these special messages was given to Isaiah. And I want to see what's in this box to help us understand this special message that was given. So as I unpack this box, what first thing I find in my box is a CD. Because the first thing about this message is that it's a song. The prophet had to sing a song. He had to sing a song of this story. He had to sing this song about God. And so it's a song, this story. You'll be delighted to know. I'm not going to sing it to you, though. But it's a song. It's a song of love. And as I tell you this story, the first thing you need to know is it's a song of love. But it's a song about a piece of land. Not an airstrip, but a piece of land. And it was a very special piece of land. And in that special piece of land, God loved that land, that he decided to do something with that land. He decided to build around that land. And he sectioned off some of that land. And he looked after that land and he cared for that land. And he built a wall all the way around this land. Because it was a special land to him and he loved this land. And that's why it's a love song, because God loved this land. And he really cared for it. He really cared for this land. And he thought, what shall I do with this land? He said, I know what I will do. I love this land so much and it's so special. What I will do first is I will want to put some seeds on it. But the problem with this land was it was full of lots of stones. And this land, we're told in Isaiah, this love song about this land that God made, is as it's full of lots of stones. But God said, that's all right. I will dig up the land and I will remove all the stones from this special land. And so that's what he did. They dug up and took out all the stones. And so the land became even better, because all the stones were taken away. And so God cared for that land and made it very special land as he dug it up. He then took some seeds and he planted a vineyard in that special land. And he planted a special vineyard. And as he planted those seeds very carefully, he loved that land and he loved the seeds. And he wanted to see that the seeds were safe and were taken care of. So what he decided to do was to build a watchtower. To build a special tower where he could keep an eye on his special bit of land. And he would sit and he would watch over that land and he would care for it. He even, we're told in Isaiah, built a hedge to protect that land. So he built a wall. He put a hedge around it to protect it. He planted a vineyard in it. He put a watchtower over it. And he waited. And he waited. And he decided to make sure that he had in his land a special wine press. Because, as the adults know, the best thing you get out of grapes is what? Is wine. And so he planted a place where once the grapes had grown, he could make some wine and celebrate and be a real ending of the love story of his land. But the problem was, God, as he came, what did God want to find? He wanted to find some grapes. He would want to find, as the vines grew, he would get grapes, which he could then put into his wine press and make into wine. But unfortunately, when God saw what came of the grapes, he saw that they didn't become grapes. They were dried out, and they were moldy, and they were of no use. And as God was watching over his vineyard, he didn't get the grapes that he could celebrate with. All he got was dried out, moldy grapes. How do you think the owner of the vineyard would feel about that? He would have been really sad and upset. And that's what Isaiah the prophet told about his vineyard. Now, it wasn't really talking about a proper vineyard. It wasn't talking about a bit of land. It was talking about the seed of people. That God had planted his seed into people. And Isaiah were talking to the people of God. He was talking to the Israelites. And he said, I planted you. I gave you everything you need. I protected you. I put a hedge around you. I watched over you. Surely you should have produced grapes. But you only produced rotten, moldy grapes. What did he mean by that? He meant they didn't care for one another. They didn't care for God. They didn't give thanks to God for watching over and protection. That they didn't look out for each other. They didn't care for one another. They didn't care for the world. They didn't care for the vineyard. It just didn't be as God wanted it to be. And God was sad. If you heard that love song, I don't know, what would you do? Would you decide that actually, I want to be a good seed. I want to produce grapes. That's what you would think you would do. To say, I know I haven't done very well. I haven't produced proper grapes, but I'm going to do that now. But the people of God didn't do that. In fact, they got worse. And Jesus came and he told a story about a vineyard. And he told a story about a vineyard in Luke's gospel that we're looking at the moment. And he told a story about this vineyard that the seed was planted. And he told this story about the vineyard that God sent to this vineyard. He sent to this vineyard prophets in the Bible. That told them, as Isaiah had done, that they weren't producing grapes, they weren't loving God, they weren't loving one another, and there wasn't justice, and there wasn't love, and there wasn't care, and that they better buck their ideas up because God can't keep watching over a vineyard that doesn't bear fruit. But do you know what Jesus said in his parable? The prophets came, and do they know what they did to the prophets with the Bible? A lot of what we do to the Bible. And I hate to do this, but what they did is they ignored it. I won't do it, but what they did is they ripped it up. They ripped it out. They ignored the bits of the prophets. They said, we don't care what God thinks. We don't care what the prophets say. We're not interested in that. And they ignored that. So Jesus said the owner of the vineyard then sent not just prophets, he sent his only son to come to the vineyard to get the grapes. And in Jesus' story, the parable, do you know what they did to the son of the vineyard owner? Do you know what they did? You know what they did? They beat him up and killed him. And therefore, Jesus says, what do you think the owner of the vineyard, what do you think God is going to do about those who don't love God, who don't love their neighbours, who aren't producing fruit, who aren't bringing justice, who aren't caring for the world, who are ignoring God's word in the Bible, ignoring Jesus' death on the cross? What's God going to do to the people who do that? Jesus says, God is going to take the vineyard away from those who think they know. He's going to take the walls down. He's going to take the barriers down. And actually, Jesus, in dying on the cross, took out the barriers of the seed. And the vineyard was no longer contained within a particular area. In fact, Jesus came, and he came to say, anybody can come to me. Anyone can be part of my vineyard. Anyone can produce grapes. In fact, I died on the cross to break the barrier down so that you could be changed. So that wherever you live, in your land, in your area, that you can know me watching over you. You can know that I've cleaned your hand and changed your heart, and you can produce fruit. Fruit that will last. You can produce fruit in your lives as you love God and love one another. And you can produce a harvest, a great celebration. And I'm going to come again, and we're going to celebrate that love and that life. And you're going to be with me forever. And we're going to have a great party and a great banquet. And we're going to celebrate life and God's goodness forever. And so the question Jesus left with his parable is, who wants a seed? Who wants a seed? Who wants to be part of this new kingdom? Who wants to allow God to clean their hands and change their hearts so that they can produce fruit that will last? They can love God and give thanks for his creation. They can love and care for one another, and they can produce fruit that will bring glory to God. And Jesus came to say, anyone can. He came and said, I'm going to plant a seed in you, and 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 I'm going to plant a seed in you, and in you, and in you, and in you, and I'm going to plant a seed in you, and you, and you. And you, I'm going to plant a seed in you, and I'm going to plant a seed, are we on this camera here? And I'm going to plant a seed in your home where you are right now. I'm going to plant these seeds everywhere. The question is, the parable from Isaiah, the love song of Isaiah, and the parable of Jesus leads us with a question. Will we ignore Jesus dying on the cross to clean our hands, to purify our hearts, and to enable us to receive a seed into our life, the life of God into us, that can flourish and bear fruit? That's the harvest message. That as we allow God's word into our lives, knowing that Jesus is the capstone, the cornerstone on which we build our lives, we can bear fruit. And we bear fruit by loving God and loving one another. And this harvest, we love God by thanking him for creation. And we love one another, seeking justice and help, using our skills and our gifts to show the love of Jesus to all. That our new skills can change people's lives physically and spiritually. The question is, what are you going to do with this seed that's planted this morning? What are you going to do with this message that Jesus died for you so that you can have his life in you to bear fruit? That's the harvest message. That will change your life, your family, and our world. Will you receive this message? Let us pray together. Lord Jesus, this is good news, that you've broken down the barrier, that your goodness is not just for a particular people at a particular time. This message is for everyone. This is message for those who are watching on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube. Message for those gathered in church. This is a message for those who are watching now, who will watch in a month's time or 6 months' time or a year's time. This is a message that all who receive this word, that God loves them. And Jesus came to clean our hands and purify our hearts, that we may bear fruit by loving God and loving one another. May this seed bear fruit in my life today, bear fruit in my community today, and bear fruit in our world today. In Jesus' name.